Wednesday afternoon, ladies, Chavis Halavos Shirin Sharavodos Alokim. It is Chaf Ador, and we're in Paragimel of Sharavodos Alokim. Okay, we're learning now Chavis Halavos Sharavodos Alokim. We're in the middle of Paragimel. Paragimel is like probably the crux of the Sharavodos Alokim. In Paragimel, he establishes that this is what he does in Paragimel. He says the essence of Avodas Elokim is your feeling of humility, submissiveness, bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was like in itself a major statement with enormous implications. Like the crux of being Ovid Elokim is to realize that we are Batel to Hashem, we are here in the world to do His will, not to do our will, not to get Olam Haba even. We're not here to get Olam Haba. We're here to carry out His will. And we owe everything we have to Him. We have nothing on our own. We owe Him our very existence, Kol Shekein, our intelligence, our ability to do anything we owe to Him, and therefore we are, as David HaMelech says, Anochi Solas Lo Ish. What are we? We're nothing. Anochi Ofer Va'efer. But there's two ways. So that's Avodas Elokim. And therefore, as we saw in the Hakdom, especially when we actually do His will, it's our way of saying thank you, it's our way of expressing gratitude. And that's the submissiveness, that's how the submissiveness is manifested by our being modeh, right, with the word hoda'ah, by being modeh that we owe Him everything. That hoda'ah is the crux of Avodas Elokim. Expressing gratitude, acknowledging that He is the source of everything we have, is the crux of the crux. Now the Chavis HaLavos says, but there's two ways to bring that about. The first way is like when you tell your child who gets a present, you know, say thank you to Aunt Sally. You know, so he obeys you. He knows if he doesn't say thank you to Aunt Sally, he's going to get punished. If he says thank you to Aunt Sally, he's going to get a reward. So he says thank you to Aunt Sally, and he's not being, he means it. He means it also. But he's forced into doing it. He's compelled to do it. You're offering him a reward. His motivation is not an inner, sincere feeling of gratitude. He feels, you know, he says thank you, and he means it, but it's not stemming from his innermost feelings that he taka feels thankful. He's doing it because of, and then, so we could be over Hashem that way, and the Chavis HaLavos says that is the gemul, the schar va'onesh we'll call it, the schar va'onesh mode, when we're in schar va'onesh mode, so that's what we're really doing. Then it's a kniya of a less inner, it's a kniya, but it's not the real kniya that we're looking for ultimately, you know, the deep down, you know, stemming from myself, stemming from my psyche. I really feel a nichna. And then you have that sort. I really feel nichna, and I really feel that way. And then he says, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the 613 mitzvahs, what he calls ha'ora toronis, the Torah-based rules and regulations, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this, they are connected to schar va'onesh. Okay, and that you're doing it, you know, you gotta listen to the rules. You don't wanna get a punishment, you wanna get a reward, you're following the rules. That's supposed to lead to, you know, you do it. You do it, and you do it, and you're supposed to be thinking about it, and learning about it, and finally you'll reach the next madrega where you'll have he'orosichlis, as he calls it. You'll taka feel grateful, you'll taka realize and recognize aspects of Hashem's chesed, and chochma, and gvura. Like the more you think about it, the more you delve into it, but it's not compelling from the outside, it's compelling from you yourself. And that's Ha'oros Sichlis. And that's what the Chavis HaLodos now establishes, a tremendous Kiddush in Perek Gimel. Something that's hard for us to fathom, especially if we're in the Litvisher world, because Halacha is sacrosanct, which it is. But the Chavis HaLodos says it's sacrosanct and it's essential, and it's essential meaning it's needed. And it's a tragic, tragic error how history has borne out to try to skip that step. But the goal we're trying to reach is Ha'ara Sichlis, where you really feel whatever challah is supposed to generate, whatever matzah is supposed to generate, whatever mezuzah is supposed to generate, whatever tefillin is supposed to generate, whatever not eating chametz is supposed to generate. Ah, no one knows what not eating chametz is supposed to generate. So you have to go learn. Plenty of Sforim written. What is it supposed to generate? The Ha'ara Sichlis is our goal. And the Ha'ara Toronis is a way to reach that goal. And that's as you saw it. He gives now seven characteristics of Ha'ara Sichlis that makes it superior to Ha'ara Toronis. He will then, quickly, give seven reasons why Ha'ara Toronis is essential. And you can't, Chas V'Shalom, skip over it or think you can do without it and like, go straight for the gold. You know, you're going straight for the Ha'ara Sichlis. It will tragically not work. There's nothing, you say, that's startling. That's mamash startling. Well, I don't think it's that much worse than the Ramban, who came 200, 300 years later and famously says at the end of Bo that the purpose of all the mitzvahs is to establish our emunah in Hashem. In Hashem Echad, in our emunah, that's what the Ramban says. That's the point of all the mitzvahs, the point of the whole Torah. That's what he says. So again, somebody will say, so then I won't do the Torah, I won't bother, I'll just go, it doesn't work, and it just doesn't work. And Hashem knows it doesn't work, and Hashem set up a system that it doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work, he'll give seven reasons why it's essential and you can't skip over it. But to say that the goal, it's not the be-all and end-all, you know, the rituals, we'll call them rituals, the rituals and the mitzvahs, you know, are not the be-all and end-all. They're just a stepping stone to get there where you want to go, that the Chavis HaLodos says. And I don't think it's that much more radical than the Ramban, which everybody knows the Ramban. People, it's famous Ramban, but that's what he says. He says the purpose of all of Torah mitzvahs is emunah, to ultimately come back to emunah. Okay, so we're learning the reasons of the superiority, we'll call it, of the Ha'ara Sichlis over Toronis. Number one was, you can't do it shelo lishma. I can put up a mezuzah on my door because I'm ashamed of what the neighbor will say. I can wear tefillin because I'm ashamed not to wear tefillin because someone's going to chap that they never see me in shul with tefillin. I can buy kosher because I'm ashamed to put in my shopping cart the Virginia ham. I don't know. So you can do things shelo lishma. You can do it to avoid punishment. It's easy to slip into shelo lishma because your motivation is more schar va'onish in Ha'ara Toronis, because that's how the Torah set it up. It's hard to, you know, when you develop your Ha'ara Sichlis, then you're not in the world of schar va'onish anymore. Then you just want to do Hashem's will because you want to say thank you, and it's coming from you. So that's reason number one. Ha'ara Sichlis, you can't do shelo lishma. It's like a contradiction in terms. It means it's stemming from your inner feeling of gratitude and understanding and knowledge of Hashem and love of Hashem, and you want to do His will and appreciation of Hashem. You can't have an attitude shelo lishma. It's not possible. That's number one. Number two is a little more cryptic and vague. I think he's saying that the mindset of Ha'ara Toronis is to do what you can get away with, to be yotze. The truth is, that's really even the lashon in Shulchan Aruch when it talks about mitzvahs, it's a little depressing. It talks about always being yotze, and you know, in Yiddish you say yotze zayin is not a good thing, yotze zayin. But that's the lashon by mitzvahs, and that's your mindset, that I do the mitzvah. And if you did the mitzvah, okay, I did it. Ha'ara sichlis, since it's coming from inside of you, you will do with hislavus, you'll get excited about it, you'll be joyful. It lends itself more to the emotions of joy and alacrity and loving Hashem and doing it for hislavus, not just doing what you can get away with, but you want to do more and more and more because that's the mode you're in. And in the Oratoronis, you could easily fall into the trap of just getting away with what you can get away with. That's reason number two. Characteristic number two. Characteristic number three is he says, Ha'ara Toronis will translate almost always into Chovas O'Evarim. Ha'ara Sichlis will almost translate always, will almost always translate into Chovas Halavavos. Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem, Bitochon, Emuna, you know, all the Chovas Halavavos, precious, all the things he mentions in the Sefer. And then he refers us to the Hagdom of the Sefer, which we're not going to go back to, where he explains the superiority of Chovas Halavavos over Chovas O'Evarim. It's more me, it's not just what I do, it's who I am, and you can't fake it, same ideas, but in general, that's what number three is. That Ora Sichlis is a Chovas Halavavos, Ora Toronis is almost always a Chovas O'Evarim, and we have explained already the superiority of Chovas Halavavos over Chovas O'Evarim. That's number three. Number four is really, he explicitly states what I told you a few minutes ago. And he says it here very, very clearly. Till now I said it, and it's implied, and it lies in his words, but here he says it openly. He compares it to a farmer. Listen to what he says. This is like, it's a tremendous chiddush. It's startling. It's something that, you know, we don't, what? Unless you're a chassid. He says, yeah, ha'ara, there's a seed. Every person's neshama is a seed. And every person has the potential that the seed should grow and flower and be dovek b'Hashem. The farmer's work of weeding, fertilizing, clearing away, you know, spraying, all the work of the farmer, that's Ha'ara Toronis. The Torah's training us. We're nurturing the seed. The seed will grow in this environment. If we keep Shabbos, even at the beginning of our careers as Ovdei Hashem, we'll keep Shabbos as or a Toronis, we're not holding by our Sichlis yet, most of us. And even decades can go by. But you're being trained. And so what you're doing now, he says in his Moshul in number four, is you're nurturing the seed. And one day, I called it a stepping stone. Here he's saying it will flow naturally. So, the superiority of our Sichlis is that that's the goal. Here he says it openly. That's the seed that we want to grow and flower and produce fruit. That's Ha'ara Sichlis. Ha'ara Toronis, you know, it's hard to, you know, this is what he says. Ha'ara Toronis is the Harisha and the Zriya and the taking away the debris and the fertilizing and the clearing away the weeds. That's Ha'ara Toronis. We're readying the ground. We're getting the seed to grow. But Ha'ara Sichlis is the seed that's going to grow, that's going to produce pears. That's what we want. That's our goal. And then he throws in something else almost casually, agavurcha, which is tremendous insight. Let's say a farmer plants and plows and weeds and does all that good stuff, fertilizes, right? So first of all, if there's no seed in the ground, he's wasting his time. That's why his marshal is so powerful. Because he really said in the beginning of the Shaar, either way will get you to a good place in heaven. Either way. He said, it's just, you know, the first way, Ha'ara Toronis, is not ideal. That's what he says in the beginning of this parak. He said, both ways will get you to heaven. Malamokum Hamanucha, he says. But rather in this marshal, if there's no seed growing, then you're wasting your time. So I guess it's not an exact marshal. I don't know what to say. You can't say it's a waste of time. He says, first of all, it's not. And second of all, he himself said in the beginning of the parak that it's not a waste of time. It gets you to Gan Eden. It gets you to the Mokum HaManducha. Here, I guess, you know, we say, L'mal no nigal l'rik v'lo neleid la. It's like saying you missed an opportunity. You know, okay, by the farmer, it's mamash a waste of time. There's no seed there. So, what you do? You just spend your koiches. Here, spending the koiches is what you're supposed to do. It's also, it's a mitzvah. You know, you're doing the mitzvahs. But there's no goal. Maybe, you know, there's no goal. Like, there's no seed. Nothing's growing. And then he says, let's say the farmer, he doesn't say this, but I'm saying it implies it in his words. Let's say the farmer does everything, and it doesn't rain. You need Hashem to make it rain. You need Siyata Dishmaya. That's what he says. It's not simple. You might not make it. It's a leap. To go from Ha'ara Toronis to Ha'ara Sichlis. You know what the problem is? You're not going to do Ha'ara Sichlis at the beginning of your careers as Ovdei Hashem. Because we're too young and immature and self-centered and egotistic. So we're not going to do it then. So you do Ha'ara Toronis, and that's weeding and planting and fertilizing and preparing the ground. But the problem is then the danger is then it becomes rote. And then it doesn't lead to what it has to lead to, because you've become like, you've immunized yourself against it, because you're just going through the motions. And there are many people, you know, they take surveys, many people do mitzvahs, and they don't have, there's no heart there. They say, what do you know, they don't really believe in Hashem. They certainly don't feel thankful to Hashem for anything. Like, that's foreign to them. They come do the mitzvahs, probably because they're ashamed not to. So, that's number four. Number four is very simple superiority. He just pushes and says that's the goal. That's the seed. That's what you want to grow. Everything else is the nurturing of the seed. Thorvi, I'll learn it inside, ki ha'avoda shimina Torah k'movo el ha'avoda shemina seichel. It's the entrance way. Fihi k'gagir ha'zeruah, like a seed that's planted, and the Torah's mitzvahs are to this seed, k'avoda lo adama, v'charishosa, planting, the kiyosa, and weeding it. Also, he throws that in. It's such beautiful. You can't do it without Siyata Dishmaya. You can't do it without a special Ezer Elokim. It's a big leap, and it's hard, and the human psyche is not really up to it on his own, but Hashem will give you that Siyata Dishmaya. If you excel at Ha'ora Toronis, if you do that properly, you don't slacken off, you do Ha'ora Toronis properly, then Hashem will lift you up, and that's like the rain of the farmer in the story, because you need rain from Hashem, otherwise nothing's going to grow. You need to be like, sometimes Hashem puts you in the right place at the right time, and you're able to, you know, make that leap. This is such a beautiful sentence. And when it grows, that is your chayvus halvavos popping through. Lo liyihul v'lo leruhus. You're not waiting for schay. You're not waiting for onesh. You want to do Hashem's will. You're thankful to Hashem. You want to please Him. You want Him to be pleased with you. These are all the chayvus halvavos surrounding the kiyum mitzvahs. K'moshe esiru chachamim zechon levracha olav. On this aspect about Vodas Hashem, because that's what he's saying. Number four is explicit. The goal is Ha'ara Sichlis. So that's obviously spirit. That's the goal. And the other one is just treading water, and hopefully it'll kick in if you have Siyata Dishmaya. Okay, that's number four. Number five. He says there are 613 mitzvahs. There are countless mitzvahs of Ha'ara Sichlis. Countless. So he doesn't say what I'm about to say. He says a different point. I say included in what he's saying is, as I say, you know, to eat matzah is like a very short, small window, right? From 9 till 12, from 9 till 1, like that's the whole window of eating matzah, if you not kula chatzels. But matzah zu shonu ochel machshum ma, machshum shalom hispik betzeikam lahachmitz, by the way, which means, it's the geula, but it's also the immediacy of the geula, that when the time came, it came, and there was no delaying, even a second, even a minute. And that's what it's teaching us. Not so much the geula itself, but the way the geula happened, in a split second, it happened. But you could do that a whole year with Ara Sichlis. You could have the mitzvah matzah every day. You think about it, you go on the street. Wow, something's out of trying, Mamasha. You know, things look terrible now, but I just know, because thanks to the matzah, that when the time comes, boom, we're in. It's going to happen. It's going to happen later, early. I don't know. They also didn't know. They thought they were in for 400 years. It ended up being there for 210 years. See, Hashem does the new math. So that's what he's saying. That's what I'm saying. He says something else, a different point. I'm saying the mitzvahs are, his point is the mitzvahs are countless in Ha'ara Sichlis. They're finite in Ha'ara Torah. Let's open a chinuch and count them down. 613. You can memorize them. They're finite. The amount of mitzvahs sichlis, I'm sorry, Ha'ara Sichlis, what we saw, my gratitude and love of Hashem, and I want to do Hashem's will, and how can I acknowledge that Hashem gives me everything? B'chulu, 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 that's limitless. I can do that every day. I don't have to bake a shir chala, a chazanesh shir chala, to show my appreciation to Hashem for the food he gives. Right? If you're doing the mitzvahs, so that's it, that's when I show my appreciation. Okay, also by making a bracha, also by benching. Okay. But you know, but taking challah, so you're mitzumtum to taking challah. With Ara Sichlis, you're not mitzumtum to taking challah. That's, but he says something else. He is going already on an even higher madrega, I feel, and that is, you know, knowing Hashem, acknowledging Hashem, being aware of the greatness of Hashem. So that's what he is talking about. That's the cholos halavavos. That's Ara Sichlis. Like the Ramban, everything is supposed to lead you onto emuna. Everything is supposed to lead you into another angle, another understanding, a deeper insight into Hashem, into His drachim, how He runs the world, etc. And that's limitless, because as you grow, as you steig, as you learn more, you will gain more of an appreciation. So that's how he defines the limitlessness of Ara Sichlis. What I'm saying is also true, but that's not what he says here. He says, he goes off on a different angle. V'chamishi ki mitzvah satori yesh tachlis misporon v'yu magiyos v'yu magiyos atzach yudua v'utariyak mitzvahs. Ach mitzvahs ha-seichel, it means ha-ora sichlis, kemat she'en lehem tachlis. It's almost infinite. Ki b'chol yom yosef ha-odam das bohen. Every day you could study more about it. Ooh, I gained an insight into Pesach, I gained an insight into Matzah, I gained an insight into Chometz, I gained an insight into Morah, that I didn't have last year. I have an insight into it. That's unbelievable. That's like the greatest thing in the world. I have an insight into Hashem. I have an insight into Hashem this year that I didn't have last year. So that's limitless, because every day you grow. We grow, we're supposed to grow, we steig every day. Kibuchol yom Yosef Odom Das Bohem. And maybe he'll study the uses of his eyelashes, and he'll like gain a new reason to overflow with thanks to Hashem for that amazing thing called eyelashes. He'll learn more, he'll study more, and he'll gain more appreciation and mamela thanks and mamela gratitude and mamela humility and submissiveness. And every day will grow. There's no limit. Every day you don't worry about running out of things. Hashem is limitless. So when you finish that list, come to me, I'll give you more. You gain an appreciation more and more every day as you mature, as you get older. The tovos that Hashem does for you, His abilities, umalchuso, Yosef lihikonalo, so He will grow more in the crux of Avodas Hashem, which is Kiniya, as the Chazal was explained in the beginning of this perek, of the Shara, uli shofel lefonov, and to feel humble. Valkinom Torah Adavar Alav Hashalom Mischanin El HaElokim Lahoir also Aleihem Ulohosir Mosa Chasichlus, the curtain of foolishness Me'al Einov. David wanted to get to that Madrega. We just said it in number 4. You need Siyata Dishmaya. It's not an easy leap from Harot Aronis to Harot Sichlus. He says David HaMelech had asked Hashem for it. Kamo Shomar Gal Einai Vabita Nuflos Mitoro Secho Horeini Hashem derech hukecha, hadurcheini b'nesiv b'tzvol secha, at libi alei tvol secha. What was he asking for? V'omel chol tichlo v'yisikeitz v'chava mitzvos chomiyod. Rotsal omar, kol ma she'onu chayove me'avodos chol asmodos tovos secha, because of all the good you do for us, ain't keitzlo. They say ain't keitzlo, fani tovos secha aleinu. You have to thank Hashem for everything. You have to thank Hashem for your nose. You know, ability to breathe, ability to sneeze, ability to smell, right? Volumes could be written on each thing that I just said. Oh, now he tells a story, which is really a story I think everybody, whoever heard the story before, heard that it happened to Rav Sadugon or Rav Haigon, I'm not even sure which. But he tells it as an apocryphal story, as he does throughout the Sefer, as happening to one of the Prushim. So I guess he didn't have it as a story of Haigon. Ukvar Nemrok Sas, you might recognize the point. It says Nemrok Mixas Haprushim, who lived in total, like, uninvolvement in the world, Haprushim. They did Shuvah every day, because of every day they had a realization about Hashem that they didn't have the day before. So they did Shuvah every day for not being mechaber Hashem yesterday in the way they're supposed to. They show you mechatshim b'chol yom tshuva b'avur tosefes hakarosim b'gedulas alokim. They gain more insight into gedulas Hashem b'chol yom v'kitzuram b'meshem chayovim lo minat Torah, and how they fall short of doing avoda based on that. Kamo shama dovid olav ha-shalom, yom liyom yabiyo oime v'layla l'layli chavedoas v'omer palgei maim yorduena el ha-shom usar osecha. And that's also l'shom usar osecha, the realization, the realization about Hashem that you grew and now you're more nichna, more oved, so that should be reflected in, that has to be reflected in your attitude and in your thoughts, and therefore it's not a chiddush, but I mean, you're doing tshuva every day, that's what he says, because yesterday, I now know I'm makir Hashem more, and I have to do tshuva, because yesterday I wasn't makir him as much. I didn't feel thankful enough, it turns out, today. Number 6. That's under your control completely as Bechira. You prepare for it, you go and you do it. It's rare, I'll just add the words rare, that Hashem like, wait, oh, this is very, very important. Hello? Yeah, I'm in the middle of a shiur now. Can I call? Okay, yes, you go ahead. Bye-bye. So you'll do it. This is really what we said before, what he threw in parenthetically with the field and the seed. You need siyata d'shmaya for. So why is that that's a superiority? You hear? We would say it's a chisaron. He says it's a superiority because you need Hashem. So you're partners with Hashem. In your avodas halev of ha'orah sichlis, it's so adin, it's so edel, it's so deep, it's so much of who you are, and it really gets into your kishkes, that to really, like, get so far down, you need Ezer Hashem to be able to dig so deep. And that's considered a milah. Hashem is with you. Ki avoda shimin ha-Torah hi b'yichol es ha-odom k'shu mechavein bo u'mezdamein elecha. Prepares for it. Einenu nimnas me-mevaksha. Ach avoda shimin ha-seichel lo tigmul ha-odom ala b'koach godol ve-ezer me-yel Ezer Elokim yisbarach. Ki yichol es ha-odom kotro me-yel ha-siga. And that's a higher level of avoda. It's so sublime and it's so deep that you need Siyata Dishmaya to do it. It's an interesting way of thinking about it, that that's a mila. Valkenat haroa dover al v'sholam meishiv tomid atchinu lakeh l'ozru eilehob ashrish mimeidor. Chavis Lovos a few times refers to throughout his sefer about the weirdness of Dover HaMelech always asking for Ezer Hashem and doing mitzvahs. So, you know, you got Bechiro, you know, live with it. What do you want from Hashem? So he gives different answers. Throughout the Sefer, he gives an answer. It's he shouldn't have a michshol. And here he's saying that to help him jump, to help him make that leap from Ha'ara Toronis to Ha'ara Sichlis. That's how he's explaining it here. So that's number six. Vashvi, number seven. Ki avoda kshimin ha-Torah b'levad. This is like interesting. This is so... He's saying, since he hooked up Ha'ora Toronis to Schai V'onesh, so your self-interest muscle is working. He said it's easy to do it Shalom L'shma, but now he's saying something deeper. You're motivated, you would more often, or you're at the bottom, deep, if you're not motivated by this inner compulsion to acknowledge and thank Hashem, if that's not what's making you do it, so then it's really, you're in the Scharvonish world. So that's really self-interest. So you're more likely to fall prey to your typhus, to be nichshal, because that's the same muscle, self-interest. So if you get a mishigas, and now you think your self-interest for the next 30 minutes is to do something usur, that just might win, because you're in that mode of self-interest. Amazing insight. He's saying there's a built-in danger in Ha'ora Toronis, that since it's Mekushar, as we explained in the beginning of the parak, or today, in the first few minutes, since it's Mekushar, the Schar Va'onish mode, so you're acting out of you're acting out of self-interest. So now you're more likely to be nichshal in a taiva because that's self-interest. But if you're like, and it's a very high madrega, if you remember a few seconds ago, we said that you need siyata d'shmaya to reach that madrega. It's like, we're not talking about me. Maybe we're talking about you ladies, but we're not talking about me. It's a very high madrega, you know, to go and do a mitzvah out of an inner compulsion. And first of all, doing a mitzvah is not... There's another chilek. He talks about always a ora sichlis, that you're going to be like a free spirit, thanking Hashem. You just have to keep the mitzvahs because they're essential. But the truth is, we can do all of the mitzvahs and pour... And I happen to think that's more... that's more likely to happen. To pour our Ha'orosichlis into the mitzvahs. In other words, not to live in two worlds. And with this hand, I'm doing 613 mitzvahs, and with this hand, I'm like loving Hashem. If you learn about the mitzvahs, and you learn chinuch or other svarim in any language, you learn about the mitzvah, then you can pour your whole heart into the Ha'orah Toronis. You can turn the Ha'ara Toronis into a Ha'ara Sichlis also. It doesn't have to be two worlds. It could be, you know, mezuzah. You learn about mezuzah, and then all of a sudden, like, you want to have a mezuzah on the door. It's exciting to have a mezuzah on the door, and it's so meaningful to have a mezuzah on the door. And I'm going to put a mezuzah on the door because Hashem told me to, and I want to express my gratitude to Hashem for creating me, and I want to make certain statements about Hashem. And wow, Hashem watches us, that's amazing. And okay. So you pour it into the Orah Toronis. And by the way, that's, if we're going to do any of this, it's probably better to do it that way. Rather than to walk around, you know, and out of the context of any mitzvahs, you could do it, I'm not making fun of it. The Chavzal always talks that way, but there's no but. The Chavzal always talks that way. I think as we get weaker and weaker in our avoda, that is maybe a way to hook up to it. Anyway, number seven is, you're going to be nichshal. It's almost inevitable that you're going to be nichshal. Well, and I'm telling you why, because you're in self-interest mode. And you just can't wait to get out of it. He was a very strong Lashon, and remember, we're talking about a very high madreka that he says you can't reach without siyata d'shmaya. But tuachumi kosher bo mechato, you won't sin, because you're in a different place. You're not in a place of self-interest. You're not in a place of you. You're in Hashem. You're doing for Hashem. You want to make Hashem happy, so to speak. You want to acknowledge Hashem. That's so. There's no room there to like to be nichshel in a taiva. You're in a different mode. You don't have that Yetzirah now. When you're in that mode, you don't have the Yetzirah that is a contradictory to your Ha'orah Sichlis. Yeah.
I understand that you said that it's rare to achieve this, and that it sounds like the catch 22 situation, that a person is doing mitzvahs according to the Torah.
Yeah.
But he needs Siyata D'Shmaya to achieve the Sichlis.
Yeah.
But how is he zorcha to the without being on that
matreika? That's the siyata d'shmaya. Hashem lifts you up more than you can do yourself.
Without being even...
By trying. How do you try? By being faithful to Ha'orah Toronis. That's how you try. And Hashem gives you the boost. That's what he says in number six. I'm adding to that, that you can make it more... You can grease the wheels... If you pour your Ha'orah Sichlis into the Ha'orah Toronis, that's much easier. You learn about the mitzvah. Like we do on Pesach Matzah Mara. So there on a very, very, very rudimentary level, we read in the Haggadah, Pesach Zeh Shenu Ochlam Al Shuma, Matzah Zeh Shenu Ochlam Al Shuma, Mara Zeh Shenu Ochlam Al Shuma. The Chinuch has Cheshbonos every mitzvah. Many find forum in English. Bali Musar explained the mitzvahs. And so we can do that. We could pour, as I said, we could pour our hearts into our Toronis. Yeah.
So you're saying that the Toronis is not automatically
coming into not automatically going to lead to Sichlis?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says that. Chazalov says it's not automatic. It's a huge jump, and it's hard, and you need Siyata D'Shmaya. You will have Siyata D'Shmaya if you have that as a goal, if you try, if you're faithful to her or to Ronis, but just like in the Marshal of the rain, that leap was the rain, and the rain comes from Hashem. Here he says it even more explicitly. I'm sorry, in number six, he says it even more explicitly, that you need Siyata D'Shmaya. In fact, he says it as a Maila. Everybody here is sitting grumpy, because it's a Chisaron. I'm reminding you that Chavit HaLava says it as a Maila. It means your partner's with Hashem, he's involved with you, and he's helping you, and he sees what you're doing, and he's pleased with it, and he gives you that boost to the next Madrega. And your mamish partner's with Hashem in your life. It's like, and he the other side of it as a Mila. Yeah.
Can a human being really reach this Mila and really take out of it out the subjective bit?
I don't know. I can't. Chavit HaLava says you'll have Siyata D'Shmaya. Again, I think my Eitzah is a very good Eitzah. Because we don't have, you know, it's very hard to really work it through. But if we really combine it with Ha'orah Toronis, Again, you do that by studying about it, by reading about it. Nowadays, you give two clicks, you can, you read about mezuzah, you read about challah, you read about all these, the davening, what davening is. And you gain an appreciation that way, and an acknowledgement, and you understand what you're doing, and it brings you to Avos Hashem. And Yiras Hashem, hopefully, it's not hard to do, in conjunction with the Arat Haronis. Okay, we have to stop here. Oh no, we don't. So let me finish the Shvi, the seventh one. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that not also self-interest?
Ooh. Uh-oh. It doesn't have to be. It could be, but it doesn't have to be.
Because the person with Ha'ar HaSifrit knows that Hashem doesn't need everything. So why
do... Because it's... Hashem doesn't need it, but it's His Ratzon. It's His Ratzon that we do His Ratzon. And we want to do His Ratzon. He is so great and so powerful and so almighty. And He has made me and He has... created me, and He gives me everything that I have. I want to dedicate it to doing His will, because He wants me to do His will. Not because I'm going to get all of my bar, not because I'm going to get a reward, not because I'm going to get punished. When you are thankful, when someone's just saved your child's life, and then they say, can you bring me a glass of water, please? You don't care if they need the water or not. You're going to run and bring them a glass of water, because that's the least you can do for them. That's our avod in our sichlis. It doesn't matter that Hashem's not thirsty. But He wants us to do it. So we're going to do it. That's the least we can do. We have to thank Him for our existence. We have to thank Him for our eyebrows. I'm not joking. We have to thank Him for every flower, for every blade of grass, for our digestive system, etc., etc., etc. Multiplied by a billion times. You reach our habachina, and you get a little taste of it. So I want to do His will. That's how I acknowledge that I owe everything to Him. It's true. You can ruin it by saying, and I'll get all of my bar. Again, halavai, we would be on the madrega of doing our taranas because we're going to get all of my bar. That would be like utterly amazing. But we're learning. We're learning. And I say it. We could do this a little, even on our madrega. We just have to pump up Ha'ara Taronis with a little Ha'ara Sichlis, and you do that by learning about it before the Yontif. Take some time. You will have plenty of time, I'm sure, especially before Pesach. I mean, what are you doing already? Right? And you learn about the Yontif, and that pumps up. It makes more meaningful the Ha'ara Taronis. I think that's a great way to go about this. But that's the answer to your question. You're right, Hashem doesn't need anything, but it is His will. And the acknowledgement and the thank you, and the least we can do is to do His will. And that's all. It could stop there. Like I told you, imagine a person does that and then says, come with a glass of water. Okay, he goes and have a glass of water. Because he's thirsty. He saves your child's life. Risked his own life around to save your child's life. And then he says, I want you to turn around 3 times. No, no, you're laughing. You'll do it in 1 second. You won't even hesitate. You say, that's the least I can do. You saved my child's life. And all he wants to do is turn around 3 times. You'll do it. That's what we have to do. Okay. Next week, there are, it's Hashem, Bez Hashem.